the start of World War II. The German High Command began a secret investigation into the powers of the supernatural. Ancient legend told of a race of warriors who used neither weapons nor shields, and whose superhuman power came from within the earth itself. Germany prepared for war. The SS secretly enlisted a group of scientists to create an invincible soldier.
Nous avons enterré les morts. Jusqu'à ce que j'ai compris. Avions été choisis pour cette mission d'enterrer les morts, brûler les œuvres du malin, détruire ce qui menaçait notre existence. Tout ce que vous avez réalisé, détruit en quelques instants, ce n'était qu'illusion. Votre art, votre science, ce n'était qu'un cauchemar. Vous nous traitez de barbares. C'est un nom qui nous honore. Car nous voulons anéantir le monde que la civilisation a créé. Nous voulons effacer l'histoire à partir du temps où la machine et les armes ont menacé l'homme plus qu'elle ne le servait. Mes frères, nous avons assaini et purifié ce monde. Il ne nous reste qu'à bâtir.
Toward the end of the war, Allied forces met German squads that fought without weapons, killing only with their bare hands.
Thank you. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of A Day at the Beach, the podcast. Hi, my name is Clint Beachwood. This is podcast number 89, believe it or not. And we just heard the Supertones with a song called Shanghai Surf that comes from their CD Vintage Surf. You know, sometimes I play... Well, this is how the thing works. Let me explain, okay? No time to explain. Let me sum up. I keep all my CDs in a fairly, you know, average form up on the shelf, you know. And I generally will play the new CDs I get. I'll play generally three or four songs off of those CDs. And then they go back up on the shelf in the rotation. And then I'll go through the rotation and I, you know, take the CD case and I'll turn it vertical when I play it. So, you know, half of my CDs now are in the vertical position, half are in horizontal. And I just keep pulling the ones that are in the horizontal position. And bands like the Supertones, it seems like I play a lot of them because... The Supertones put out a lot of CDs. I mean, Tim Sullivan puts out a CD every one or two years, and therefore I will be playing more Supertones than, I say, Secret Samurai from here in San Diego, who has two CDs out. So that's why you might hear bands like the Supertones or Slacktone, even though Slacktones only has, I think, four official CDs, but I have several other... bootleg recording type things from Supertone. I mean, the Slacktone. Yeah, but anyway, you get my drift, right? Okay. I had to get that out of the way. For some reason, I felt compelled to say that. The Supertones with Shanghai Surf. The Volcanoes out of Buenos Aires, brand new to the Beachwood collection. That's called Meet the Volcanoes. That's V-U-L-C-A-N-O-S. We heard Shockwave. Let's see. The Thunder Chiefs from a little 7-inch vinyl. Double-sided 7-inch vinyl backed with the Surfites. Anyway, we heard the Thunder Chiefs doing Kook Patrol. The name of the 7-inch vinyl is called Surf Nut, put out by Double Crown Records. And the Taikonauts started the show off today with a song called SS Conspiracy from their brand-new CD called Mysterious Alienus Mundi. They're from France, and CD came out just this past summer. All right, let's move on. Davey, I played a Halloween thing last podcast. Podcast 88, last time around, was a Halloween podcast, and I didn't get around to all the CDs that I wanted to play on that podcast, one being by Davey Allen and the Arrows called Music to Give You the Creeps. The song is called Dementi, and I thought I'd carry it over to podcast number 89. Check this out, okay? It's the Day at the Beach podcast, number 89.
We'll be right back. they supposed to burn up or something?
We'll be right back.
Those are the retro. Those are the retro liners. That's Arthur Lyman in the background. My name is Clint Beachwood, and it's podcast number 89 of A Day at the Beach. Anyway, the Retroliner is kind of a jazzy kind of sound. They've really kind of gone that way. Anyway, the Retroliners did Natasha, Spy from Rio, comes from there. And Noir Fatale, or the Noir Fatale CD. Again, this came out last summer. The man from RavCon, also with a brand new CD called Skyscraper, we heard Trip to the Morgue. The Vivisectors from Moscow, Escape was the song. Sutured by the Vivisectors is the name of the CD. That goes way back. That's probably 10 years old, I think. And Davy Allen and the Arrows did Demente from Music to Give You the Creeps. Quick little shout out here to a very faithful listener. And he certainly puts out my name on Facebook every now and then, which I appreciate very much. And even YouTube. I saw a YouTube clip of him, and he mentioned that he was listening to my podcast in the background. And that would be Johnny Kahuna. So, Johnny, thanks so much for spreading the word about the podcast. It is much appreciated. Okay. Let's see. Up next, the Urban Surf Kings. It's A Day at the Beach, number 89.
We'll be right back.
just heard Spied by Los Fantasticos from their CD Into the Infinity Tunnel. Came out in 2009. Let's see, the Kilauea's from Germany before that with Stranded. Let me get this. The official title of this CD is Las Encéntricas Adventuras del Profesor Volcanova. Pretty good, huh? And my Spanish-speaking listeners can just bypass it. They probably didn't even understand it. They don't even know what I'm talking about. Kilauea's was Stranded. The Mystery Man from Atlanta, Georgia with the Uncanny Valley from their Sonos Delirium CD. Slow down, Clint. Slow down. We got lots of time here. We're in no hurry. The Urban Surf Kings from Nova Scotia, Canada with Seven Faces of Dr. Surf. And that comes kind of a best of CD by those guys called Retrosonic. 15 Years of Twang. From the Urban Surf Kings. A lot of songs on that CD. That's a lot of fun, too. My name is Clint. This is A Day at the Beach. These are the Razor Blades from Germany.
Hey, what's up, Scooter Girl?
That's the mellow sound of Three Balls of Fire. Burning Mike Vernon on guitar. His guitar wasn't too burning right there, but it sure sounded good, didn't it? I really liked that sound. Anyway, Somewhere on the Deep Blue Pacific is the name of the CD, and Lotus Song was the name of the tune we just heard. Ninth Wave before that, from the Continental Magazine compilation from issue number 21, we heard Tsunami Escape Route. The Mobsmen with Lacanau, Fraternitas Autorum Factorum is the CD by the Mobsmen. The Razor Blades from Germany, a What's Up Scooter Girl from their Snapshots from the Underground CD. A lot of cool videos. YouTube the Razor Blades and check them out. Some of them are a lot of fun. It's A Day at the Beach number 89. If you want on my mailing list, it just and all I do with it is inform you of when the CD is put out. I don't check it, rarely check it between podcast postings. So if you reply to that, unless it's a giveaway, then I'll check it. But no giveaways this time around, sorry. But generally, I just use the email address to notify you, the listening audience, of when the latest podcast has been posted. Let's see, a couple more songs here. I think I might have time for a couple more. Who's up next? I don't know. Jeez Louise. Oh, here it is. It's by the Longboards from Spain. And I'm going to play... what am I going to play? I'm going to play Monkey Street. That's the name of the song. The CD is entitled Insane. These are the Longboards. Nice little song by the Longboards. And that'll wrap things up, except for this one last song by a all-female band out of Canada called the Z-Rays. I don't think they're around anymore. They sent me one CD a while back, and that's the last I've heard from them. In fact, I was looking up trying to find out some information on them, and I didn't even find anything on the internet, so have no idea if they're still around or not. But anyway, the Z-Rays are going to perform Badger Row Gang from the You Asked For It CD. And that will wrap things up. Thanks a lot. Thanksgiving for us here is next week, a time to spend a little more time thinking about the things we are thankful and grateful for. Hope you do that. So thank you. Okay. Thank you for enjoying these podcasts. That's why I put them out there, to try to promote this awesome music. Hope you enjoy. Spread the word, already. This is Clint Beachwood. It's been podcast number 89. We'll see you next time.